Christ consciousness. This is a subject that I have always avoided. And of course, guess what? My talk was changed because the universe always delivered me something that I want to learn. And Connie was grateful enough to do unconditional love. That is not that I'm graduated in that one, okay? But I have experiences in my life that have really, put me into that spot. And so I said, Connie, I still need to learn about this, but it's a practice thing. It's not that I don't need to learn, it's just I need to practice it. So she got my talk, and I got this talk about the Christ consciousness, and I said, okay, well, thank you, God. This is what I'm going to do. The thing with Christ consciousness is it has like a little churchy feeling, and I went back into my Catholicism, you know what I mean? So it's a very uncomfortable thing. So, and of course, as a practitioner, I know that it's just to be aware of of who we are and the presence and everything like that. But I said, well, never mind this, I'm going to explore it. And it has been a fascinating adventure, as usual. As usual. And then the wonderful thing is that these talks comes exactly in Christmas. And from the metaphysical point of view, sort of like this Christmas, sometimes feel like we relate to it, but not so much. And this wishy-washy feeling. And I love what this curriculum for the children are doing with Christmas is because the Christ consciousness, is not exactly what the world is living right now. The Christ consciousness is being, the awareness of God within. Even Catholic says that God lives everywhere, even inside yourself. But that's about it, they tell you. They don't explore anything else, right? So, this word Christ comes from the Greek. And it says the Christos, and it means the anointed. Who is the anointed one? It's supposed to be the Lord or the King. But anyhow, I started looking, and the anointed one is usually is like only for very special people. But some other cultures, and especially even Catholics, when you get your baptism, they put oil in your head because that's when you become a child of God. That is the symbolism. So they didn't get very far away from this. So even if you're not Catholic, and we do this with our children. It's not necessary it has to be with oil or something else. It's the way that we grasp or include our children into our family. What it really means is Christ consciousness. It means that we need to be aware of who we really are and acknowledge our divinity. That's a very difficult thing to accept for most of us. We say we do, but we just forget and we go in our week and we just do the things we do. But acquiring this consciousness is something that is a process. It's a state of beingness. We don't need to do anything. It's already there. The only thing that we need to do is really to go and acknowledge every time more. In the Hebrew, they translated the Christ to mean the Messiah, and the Messiah was supposed was foretold from the Old Testament. So the Bible adopted one and they called Jesus Christ the Messiah. Now, what happens is that there is many people who have this Christ consciousness. Christ being an example, of what we can achieve, but there is many people that mean Buddha or anything else, even Mother Teresa. We all have the Christ consciousness in us, and the thing for us is to recognize that Christ consciousness in other people. Can you recognize that in your boss? Can you recognize that in the clerk? can you recognize somebody in the store or the people who cross you in front of the of you in the car, and it makes you angry. I really think that this is something that is going to make our life much easier, honestly. Much easier than knowing that behind all the physical things we see in other one, there is this divinity, and this is the meaning of Namaste. My Christ in me recognizes the Christ in you. And I have to tell you that I was pretty successful. I was renting in some of my many jobs. I was renting apartments, and I just knew about this because this was a new knowledge for me. It was very funny that I was very successful on doing that, because every client that came to the office, in that, I mean, all races, all colors, all flavors and everything like that, I went into the mantra of saying that in my own words, and the connection was absolutely wonderful since the beginning, because it doesn't matter. It's just a greeting that you do with somebody else that really puts you in a completely different state. And that connection, even in people you don't say anything, I don't know, but it's absolutely noticeable. I mean, it's an instant bonding. I don't know how to tell you. And makes me happy. Makes me really happy. Each individual has the potential of achieving exactly as Jesus had, has the potential of being aware of this. And as a process, I think we do it every time more and more. This consciousness is already ours. We don't need to do anything about it. Ernest Holmes put it this way. It says it's a mystical connection. It means the universality of sonship, embodied by any individual who recognizes this sonship. Each of us participates of the Christ nature to the degree that this Christ consciousness is revealed through in our acceptance to the degree of becoming Christ. This is our divine nature as children of God. But to the level that your individual consciousness is able to be aware of this, then you can be one with the presence and the perfect person that is in you, to recognize that you are the Christ. And that's really a very difficult concept to swallow because of all patterns that we have. But if we take the word Christ away, I think we can do it better. That is my personal experience. I have to tell you that once I tried to do this, I went into the Abraham thing, and it was pretty amazing because they call it a connection to source. And I have read many of his books and everything, but the things, I mean, yesterday was so funny because there were several sentences that really got into my mind. There is no substitute for this. So, in other words, there is no substitute for your Christ consciousness. Nothing in life can feel that unless you're aware of this. And it was pretty amazing that not using the words that really bother us, I mean, they are talking about the same thing. I mean, your connection to source. One of the things that I really impressed me very much, Connie and I, we went to this wonderful workshop where I'm very visual and I'm very I don't accept things very well. So did you go to this workshop and they put your machine and they put the electrodes, I mean, in your brain and
on see your head. On your in your brain.
I'm sorry. Okay, thank you for the translation of English. Well, to see the connections of your brain to a machine. You go into meditation and see what happens. So you see that you have your alpha and your beta and your delta and brain waves and everything. And the deeper you go, I mean, there's certain, I mean, it's called your consciousness state, which it was pretty amazing. I wanted to see that. Mm-hmm. And it was a very excellent experience. I mean, one of the things is, I mean, when you meditate, I mean, you never know what's going to happen, and you always think, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Am I deep enough? I mean, of course, when you're thinking that, you're not in a meditation state, right? So you lost it.
Mm-hmm.
But the amazing thing is not, I mean, many of the things that I suspected that it was happening to me, I mean, I was in the right track. But guess what? That was not the most interesting. Of course, there were many, many highlights there. But the amazing thing is we are connected here and we are talking about the experience. And as we go talking about the experience, okay, they switch the machine so that you have, I mean, a, how you call it, a monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And of course your waves are in different colors, the blue for one and the red for one and the orange and the green, the yellow and everything like that. So as you talk, you are looking to your brain waves in a machine. That's pretty scary. I've never felt so undressed in my life. But everybody is looking at you. But something I said, of course I was laughing. And because I said something funny, that's the way I cope with life. And guess what? The monitor were completely in all colors. And you know what? I was able to see visually what joy means. A full connection with God is joy. So this was what it really started me thinking. I mean, listen to this, isn't that very funny? We know all the qualities of God. Oh, God is love, God is beauty, God is harmony, God is peace, God is joy, and everything like that. And in that moment, this is a feeling of well-being. So, to be in the connection with God, we need to be in that state of being. Now, let's think about when we are in the negative emotions, hate, anger, disappointment, depression, and everything like that. We just feel awful. It means that we are not connected to the source, or we are connected into the in that connection to the this energy that we are. And that was pretty amazing, and that was one of the regrets that I said, how come I didn't see myself, maybe I don't need to, okay? But it would be very, very interesting to say, how does it look in that monitor to be in a completely disconnected way? Because in what it really amazed me about this talk is that said, once you are aware of this divinity, of this connection of God, that is so important, because we are so powerful and so, I mean, we don't have any limits once we are there. This is, I mean, all our beliefs and all our thoughts that are limited fall down. So it really amazed me, so that every time that we are in that state, we are creating our life into the same state, I mean, with this in this tone, let's call it like that. So I was able to understand what Abraham said, there is nothing more important than you feel good. And that means that you are exactly, I mean, connected to the source, or you are aware of who you are. So that's what really hit me about this talk. I mean, that, and then I connected it to Jesus. What happened with Jesus? Jesus was in that state. When he said to the paralytic man, walk, his expectations were that he was going to walk. I am not that powerful. As a therapist, I mean, I wish that I would be. I mean, I'm sure of the people. I mean, I'm sure of who they are. That's why I can work with them. It doesn't matter what is happening, the dramas that are happening in their lives, or their momentary situations that they are living. Even in my family, I mean, there are many dramas that are happening at the same time, and I know that the end result is going to be good. I didn't know that when it happened into my own life. We always think that everything that happens in our life is absolutely the end of it, and it's absolutely static, and it's going to be like this, and I mean, this is what happened, and I mean, if bad things happen, you're going to remain like that and everything, and I don't see it that way. Nothing is that important. If you're still with this guy, if you get a divorce, if the children are this, and I mean, if another one is wearing, all the body with tattoos, what? I mean, that's not the important thing. I mean, everything in life it's a I consider like a variety of things or experiences that we are living that are going to make us forward, always forward to something better or something else, if not better, something else. Which I think I mean, in one of my sentences that says, I don't know if my life has been happy or sad, but boring, never. So, the other thing that really hit me with Abraham is that we are extension of this energy. And this is a continuum because we are eternal. So, we have been in this thing before. And it's just to matter to go inside with your with our inner being to regain the connection of source also. Which it means also, I mean, the awareness of your Christ consciousness. It's just, if not remembering, it's just being aware that we will always be this extension of source, which I think is pretty amazing. I don't know, it's another, in another lifetime we're going to be green monsters or purple or whatever it is. But the thing is, this consciousness, it doesn't matter how we look in another planet, in another time or something else. But what it amazes me is really, who cares how I look? Is the thing is that this consciousness is a part of me, and I will be getting that consciousness again and again and again, which is, I think, is pretty amazing. Because it will never stop. The only thing it stops this connection is when we are not in that state of joy, when our colors are not full, where we are sort like, I mean, by our thoughts or by default or by ignorance, we got that sensation of fullness, of complete. Give me a word. A fullness of who we really are. These concepts that came, I mean, for Ernest Gomes, he was able to to understand that, and that's one of the things that amazes me, how this energy reveals to us, and even Phil was talking about, I mean, people, for example, Plato, how many years, but the revelation is still the same. There is this knowledge, there is this expansion of being, expansion of being that is, and that's what Ernest Gomes is saying, that every individual has access to this kind of knowledge, and by doing that, just by reflecting, not living life with everything we have to do, there is something else that we need to search, and we need to find out for ourselves. Nobody can tell us that. And we just have to be, when we are not in that wonderful state, we need to find a way to get into that connection. And that's what Abraham is telling about the emotional scale. I mean, our emotions are telling us what kind of connection are we having. And my invitation to you guys is to say, whatever is happening in your life, it's not important. Just leave it like that and get the connection, because things will always evolve. They are not going to be static. They are always evolving. And if we find our way, it doesn't matter. I was telling my daughter this morning, I said, what do you want to be? Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And that's a very important thing to do. Being right is not always the most joyful way way to live. Being happy is always important. And so just finding this connection to this Christ awareness or this connection to source is probably the most important thing we have in our lives. And that's it.